Welcome to T3, the Tech San Diego's talent podcast on everything talent. We're coming to you from the headquarters of Tech San Diego in beautiful sunny Del Mar, technology's perfect climate, and we have as our very special guest today, Jessica Serrano, who's a senior director of talent acquisition at my favorite company, Lytics. Jessica, welcome to Tech San Diego.
Hi, thank you.
I actually know a lot about Lytics. I have been familiar with Lytics, but just for those listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little bit about Lytics. What do you guys do?
Sure. We're a medium-sized company located in the University Town Center area in, near La Jolla, California, and we've been around for about 20 years. Our product that we've developed is for companies with commercial fleets, and we really our product really affects their or lowers their on-road collisions, and also increases their operational efficiencies.
Sounds like your employees have a pretty broad set of technical skills depending on what they're doing at Lytics.
Yes, we have a very large technology team, but of course we have everything in the G&A categories as well, and marketing, et cetera.
Your title is Senior Director of Talent Acquisition. What do you do?
Me and my team are responsible for making sure that folks know who Lytics is in the San Diego job seeker market, as well as bringing in top talent into the organization and really matching talent with the roles that we have at Lytics to kind of make that perfect marriage.
Fantastic. So I know a lot of companies spend a lot of time and effort, and I know Lytics does it right. I follow you guys on social media. You're a member of Tech San Diego, so I'm able to follow you. So in fact, I just posted the other day what a great job I thought you guys did on especially your marketing of talent acquisition. That's becoming more and more important. So I was looking up Lytics. Those of you who want to look up tech companies, go to techsd.org. We have a high tech directory to list all the technology companies in the region. But I brought up Lytics and it tells me a little bit about what they do. But Jessica, why don't we hear it in your word? Tell us a little bit about Lytics.
Lytics is a medium-sized technology company located in the UTC area. That's near La Jolla in California. And we have built a product that is for companies with commercial fleets. These companies leverage our technology to actually lower on-road collisions and increase their operational efficiencies. And our product uses machine vision and artificial intelligence to accomplish this.
Fantastic. We see artificial intelligence and predictive analytics and data science and certainly a lot of uses with a lot of our companies. Let me ask you, as a way to kind of get to the culture of Lytics, what do you like working at Lytics? And then expand about what's the culture like there? If someone went to work at Lytics, what would they notice that was different or the same or something that they would really like about working there?
Sure. Well, I love that it's a high growth company. I've been at the company since 2015, and we've grown year over year upwards of 20-30%. We're hiring like crazy. And so as we hire, we really want to make sure that the folks that come into the organization align with what we call our Lytics DNA. So we look for folks that are really hungry, humble, and capable. Because we are growing so fast and things move so quickly in our company, we need folks that really embrace that challenge of that growth and are hungry to learn new things, accomplish new things, grow their careers, but yet humble enough to really listen to other really smart, capable people that come together to solve our business challenges and not only listen, but share their ideas and then collaborate and come away with the best idea to solve those problems.
Tell us about whenever I'm at Lytics, sometimes I go over there for meetings and I notice there's always something going on kind of fun there. Tell us about, I don't know if it's Taco Tuesdays or what that is, but talk to us about some of the fun things that go on at Lytics.
Sure. We really take employee experience seriously. We actually have a couple people on our staff that is their job to make sure that our employees are enjoying their time at work because we spend so much time in the office. We want to make sure people enjoy coming to the office. So we constantly are, you know, making sure our employees are well taken care of and that we celebrate our successes as a company, whether that is Employee Appreciation Day or our summer barbecue or our big, holiday party. Or all the little stuff in between with chair massages, always lots of food. You never go hungry at Lytics, that's for sure.
Chair massages.
Yes.
Good. I'll take one. You talked a little bit about your fast growing companies. You're doing a lot of hiring. So it sounds like you have a lot of open job requisitions.
Yeah, I would say on average, we have 30 to 60 requisitions open across all positions, although heavily weighted on the technology or engineering positions. We're always looking for software engineer, full stack software engineers, as well as machine learning engineers too. And, you know, I would say it's never a slow hiring season at Lytx.
Yeah, we have a lot of companies that live that life, always hiring. So a lot of software development and engineers. You'd mentioned machine learning. So it looks like data science is a skill set that you guys are looking for as well.
Yes. Our product actually captures a lot, petabytes of video data. And so we need to take that video data and be able to leverage algorithms to process that data and identify trends in that data. And so we, of course, need those engineers to do that for us.
And I've been to your office, beautiful offices, by the way. So is it open office or cubicle or both?
It's a combination, I would say. We're not completely open, but we have created an environment that actually reflects the personality of our employees. So in certain areas, we might have higher wall cubicles, and in other areas, there's low walls or no walls at all, and much more kind of pod style seating, depending on the team that it's supporting or the team that's kind of living in that area. But in general, we like to make sure that we have a lot of space for collaboration, lots of white, you know, walls for writing on, whiteboard walls. We also, you know, provide our employees with things that they need, whether that's sit-stand desks, white noise, if they're sitting next to a team that might be on the phones a lot, such as my team.
So do any of your employees, do you have remote working? Do any of your employees work remotely or work from home?
Sure. Yeah, we have flexible work arrangement for folks that are based here in San Diego. But in general, our sales force is entirely remote. They're all over the U.S., and we have a lot of client support staff that also sits either at our client's location or near our client's location. They're kind of like account managers.
Interesting. I know that flexibility is becoming more and more of an issue as companies look at talent and talent is talking about, you know, they want to work their way. So it's an interesting line to figure out whether, you know, whether that works. For some jobs, obviously, it works great. For other jobs, you really need them there at the office. So it's interesting to see a company that kind of does it, that does it both ways. I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it. I know because we work with you on this. So tell us a little bit about your internship program and the interaction with the local universities and really maybe some of the positive aspects of that, bringing in innovation into Lytx.
Yeah, it's actually been a great ride on our internship program. In 2015, we really started investing in our internship program and really developing relationships with the local universities, particularly with UC San Diego. And we have a technology leader that really believes in growing our own talent and leveraging the university system to bring talent in as interns and then convert that talent into full-time employees. So for a company of our size, I would say our program is meaty enough. We have about 12 to 15 interns every summer that come on for the summer, working in a full-time capacity right alongside our software engineers, developing product features that actually get released to our clients.
Wow. Sounds like you're given really substantial opportunities for internship.
Yes, definitely. We want to make sure that they don't just come to watch, but they actually, you know, get to roll up their sleeves, dive in. And they don't just learn to code. They also learn how to collaborate and how to receive code feedback or feedback on their code, and how to be resourceful and how to leverage each other as well as their managers appropriately. We really want them to kind of walk away and be able to be a full stack engineer, you know, once they graduate college.
So not to give away too many of your secrets, Jessica, but how do you find talent? What are good ways in which you guys find talent to come into Lytx?
One of the key things I think in this market is talent acquisition marketing, which you alluded to earlier.
If I'm not mistaken, you actually have someone with a title of talent acquisition market at Lytics. Is that correct?
Yes, that's definitely, we do. Jackie is on our staff and she's amazing. No one can take her. We have decided that it's important to invest in it because the market is so tight. We have to make sure that the folks that we're trying to target actually know who Lytics is, know our story, know our culture, and are excited by that, and then, you know, reach out to us. That's one of the things that's super key is our employer branding and talent marketing. In addition to that, I think it's having a really strong in-house recruiting staff. Our talent acquisition partners are second to none. And part of that is because, you know, we believe that it's super important that our talent acquisition partners understand the business. They come to the business with some business acumen and some intellectual curiosity and really want to understand and learn the business so they can actually go out and find the right talent to match, you know, with the job opening that we have.
You know, one of the things I've seen at Lytics, and again, I think I noted this in some social media posts the other day, is that you actually partner with your employees on talent acquisition. What I mean by that is your employees are very visible in the community. And I think a lot of companies really get that wrong. They, you know, we need to put in these hours in the office, but yet getting people out of the office, first of all, just exposing them to other world-class companies and world-class ideas is helpful from a peer development aspect, but it also raises the kind of the profile of Lytics, and it really engages your workforce into getting this word out about why it's such a great place to work. I don't know if this happens by happenstance or if this is a planned thing, but I do see your employees very active in your talent acquisition efforts. Is that planned, or do they just love working at Lytics so much that it happens organically, or both?
No, it is definitely planned. We know candidates don't want to talk to us. They really want to talk to the person in seat doing the job. And they really, you know, just as all things marketing now, you know, it's more authentic to have the engineer talking to the engineer to tell them really about the engineering challenges that we have and the interesting problems that they get to work on, or, you know, the machine learning or data scientist talking to another data scientist. So we have intentionally created opportunities for our employees to engage with that talent, as well as, you know, to develop themselves either as, you know, public speakers or leaders, or, you know, getting additional functional knowledge, you know, with professional organizations.
And one of the things we see on talent is when they're asking about benefits, right? It used to be, I'm a little bit older, so when someone like me used to ask about benefits, it would be health benefits and 401k and these other things. But I think increasingly when companies are asking about benefits, it's what are the benefits to working here, right? And beyond compensation, certainly compensation is an aspect of that and you need to be competitive. But one of those things is what are my opportunities here? So if I go to work at Lytics, you know, are you going to hire 20 people over me and there's going to be opportunities for me to go up? Is there training? Is there executive development? So how does Lytics stack up in that
yeah,
area?
I think you really hit the nail on the head, Kevin. Employees are looking for, you know, kind of what's in it for them. And we really want to create an engaging experience for incoming talent into Lytics. And so we've intentionally created a very flat organization. Although we're over 600 people, we have very few layers in our organization so that, you know, any individual contributor could be working with an executive on a given project. Most positions are highly visible because of that as well. And as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of opportunity to grow your career. There's just, you know, rarely does one person wear one hat at Lytics. You're usually wearing multiple hats. And so, you know, you get to kind of get pulled into other things, like such as myself. I also manage our HR systems as well as talent acquisition. And in most companies, that's not one job. But because I work at a smaller, more medium-sized company, I get that opportunity.
Well, and I think you talked about something important is wearing more than one hat. So oftentimes we'll see the very large multinational companies come into the local university and other places and can kind of attempt to pluck people out to go to work in other areas. And one of the things we constantly hear is a level, and I've known these people because I've talked to them, a level of dissatisfaction is it's such a narrow job. I worked on this one tiny thing for 8 months, and I really didn't get the exposure I was helping, especially for new talent coming out of the university. So if you're a listener and you're new talent at a university and you have a big fat job offer from one of these multinationals, really think about that, because working for a smaller and mid-sized company has some really positive benefits, especially at the front end of your career where you need training and the interaction with other folks, learning to work collaboratively, how to manage remote teams. All these things are things you're going to get at a small mid-sized company, which you're not necessarily going to get working for the big multinational companies.
Right. I agree. That is kind of one of our challenges in the university hiring arena is that, you know, we're not a household name. We are a B2B company. And we try and educate folks coming out of college around that exact point. And that, you know, coming to Lytics, you're going to get a lot of breadth. You're going to get a lot of visibility. You're going to work on really meaty business problems, business challenges, because we don't have the extra fat to, just work on something that's never going to get released or a project that's never going to go anywhere. We're moving so fast and everything is so impactful that, or every position is so impactful that, you know, the work you get is real interesting work.
Good. I think that's what people are looking for when they look at career destinations. So in addition to being a talent acquisition for Lytics, you also live and work in San Diego. I anticipate that some of our listeners will be from outside the region. So what are the good things about living and working and playing in San Diego?
Oh, wow. Well,
what's your San Diego hobby, an outside hobby?
Well, I would say that I love going to the beach. It's amazing. I live a mile from the beach intentionally. And it's a nice, fun year-round activity here in San Diego. It's not just saved for the summers. So walking, you know, to catch a great sunset on the weekends or spending the whole day at the beach and bringing my kids and, you know, to play out on the sand or in the water, you can't do that everywhere. So that's definitely one of my kind of guilty pleasures here in San Diego. But beyond that, it's really grown as a city. I'm really excited about all of the arts that we have here. Balboa Park's amazing. We also have great shopping, really good restaurants. Our restaurant kind of they have risen to the top now. And I would say you can go around and find any great cuisine here in San Diego. It's a really fun place to live.
I think it is. One of the things we see also with our companies is we see the retention rates of talent much higher than other areas. So people will tend to stay at companies, which means you could build high functioning performing teams a little better. Do you guys see that as an advantage of being in San Diego? Do you see that you're able to keep teams together and retention? Is that a positive aspect?
You know, I've never thought about it that way, Kevin, but I just today was looking at our retention data, and it's definitely, our retention has gone up year over year after the over the last 4 or 5 years. So that could be a contributing factor. We'd like to think that folks really enjoy Lytics specifically, but that definitely could be a contributing factor.
Well, we have data and a CBRE released report on Top Tech Talent, which showed that the retention rate for San Diego companies is much higher than other regions. They're able to keep their thing. So if you're increasing year over year, you're already starting from a large base. So you guys must be doing some things right to see that retention rate increasing. As we close down here, is there anything else that you want to talk to about prospective talent, either university talent or talent outside the region that's looking at Lytics? Of course, they found Lytics by going to our tech directory at techsd.org. But tell us, is there, direct us to your hiring site. And I want to give you an opportunity for one last pitch about why Lytics is the place to work, why that's a preferred employer of San Diego.
Well, you can find out anything you'd like to about our company, our product, our culture, at lytics.com/careers. We try and keep the content fresh, as I've mentioned earlier, and try and give the user an inside look into what it really is like to work at our company. Often everything we do, we leverage our employees. And if I think about why employees really enjoy working at the company, we always have to tell them to not say it because it's so cliche, but it's the people. And I think if I kind of peel back the onion on that, it's that, you know, folks are super excited to be there. They're super driven. They're problem solvers. They're up for the challenge of the growth and whatever business problem comes their way. And so it just makes for an exciting workplace. And so if you're kind of that type of person, I would say to check out our career site.
Sounds like a great place to work. Certainly, if you're looking at other places to work in San Diego, visit techsd.org and visit techsd.org anyway, just to look at the events we have coming up. We always have an events calendar. If you're not a member of Tech San Diego and you want to be, go through the website, let us know. We'll get back to you. This is the first in a series of podcasts. So I want to thank our very first guest, Lytics, and Jessica, thank you for being our first guest.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
And we will see you next month. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll see you then. Thank you very much. Bye.
Major thanks to Lytics for being our first guest. T3 Podcast is a Tech San Diego production sponsored by Marsh & McLennan Agency. The podcast is edited by Andrew Sims of Hypable Impact, your guide to navigating the ins and outs of podcasting and Patreon. To stay up to date on all Tech San Diego's activities and newsletter content, visit techsandiego.org and click subscribe at the bottom of the site.